مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
نهيه مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أعيا الورى فهم معناه فليس يرى للقرب والبعد فيه غير منفحم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected Ummah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ad-durratul farda sharhu qasidatil burda. This is the exquisite pearl detailing the stanzas of Qasida Burda. That's the meaning of ad-durratul farda. And you find alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, every Monday during this period, 10 to 11, we do not do a favor upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather by mentioning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a blessing for us. We show gratitude to Allah azza wa jal that He gives us this ability and this time to speak about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these beautiful stanzas. So we must express gratitude. And that in that is a secret, because when you show gratitude, Allah increases it. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Never must we ever feel by practicing upon a sunnah or by speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are doing a favor to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing and mercy upon us that He enables us to speak about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you know, the poet said, ما مدحت محمدا بمقالتي ولكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمدي. I've not praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my speech, but rather my speech becomes praiseworthy with the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Allah says, surely Allah and His angels, they sent salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then to inspire you, Allah Azza wa Jal tells you, He and His angels do this. Normally, Allah instructs you, perform salah, aqimis salah. Allah Azza wa Jal tells you, fasting, kutiba alaykum usiyam. Fasting has been prescribed upon those before you, kutiba alaykum usiyamu, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Fasting has been prescribed upon you just the way it was prescribed upon those who came before you. With Hajj, Allah instructs you, perform Hajj. With Zakat, pay your Zakat. Iman, bring Iman. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. O people of Iman, bring Iman. All of these actions Allah tells you, instructs you to do. But when it comes to this, Allah says He and His angels do so. And you know, when it comes, now we bring in the sense of aqidah, of belief, because this is what keeps us within the limitations. We don't go beyond and we don't go too below. We stay within the confines. This is the beauty of aqidah. Once someone asked, what is the main concern? Because they were restricted, teaching in a Darul Uloom. You don't get to really see what's happening on the ground outside. So of course you need people like this. But they then interact to find out how do we see what's the current fitted so that we can marry our ilm with the current crisis, with the current happenings of the world. So I said, the biggest concern now is aqidah. The attack is no more on fiqhi masail. That is ongoing. But the real true attack now is on our beliefs, on our structure, that our maktab teachers had instilled within us, and we just grew, so that when our senior ulama of the Darul Ulums then taught us, we understood and we said, this is aqidah and this goes in here, we can't go. Because as a child, once you've understood that, or perhaps you didn't even understand it. As a child, you didn't understand it, but your teacher instilled that within you. And that is why we're from before class one, our apa who taught us Alif Bata, of course, we always show gratitude towards. Building us up that you can understand the bigger picture. But you have to stay within your limits, confines. There is love. See, the Christians, they loved Jesus, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. They loved him. Love him still till today. But their love went beyond the limits. Because that's the attack on aqidah beliefs. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but we leave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to believe in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with our love. We don't go beyond the limits. We stay within the limits. We do not raise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even though his status is raised. And this is not my words, but these are the words of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have raised you on a high pedestal in terms of remembrance. So when it comes to you and I, we have to stay within those limits. We cannot raise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to that of وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, to that status of deity. No. Love within the limits. That's what Islam is all about. And you'll see those who went astray, it's either they loved beyond the limits or they loved below the limits. This is why we stay, and we stay between the limits and see in Surah Al-Fatiha, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Not those who transgressed the limits. Not those whom Allah's wrath has fallen upon. Not those who went astray. That's why we plead to you, Ya Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Where's our focus in salah? When we are reading these beautiful du'as, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Because guidance is what allows you to navigate through this dark world that we're currently living in. This is the light, guidance. And how do you do so? Tabi'ah. Step by step, following Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's what Allah Azza wa Jalla tells you in verse 31, Surah Al Imran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me immaculately, totally, completely. That's when you become يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah says. Allah makes you beloved. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah forgives you your sins. Today's stanza, which we are busy with, is وَأَكَّدَتْ زُهْدَهُ فِيهَا ضَرُورَتُهُ إِنَّ الضَّرُورَةَ لَا تَعْدُ عَلَى الْعِصَمِ. The meaning of this is Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's piety increased in spite of his need. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's piety increased in spite of his need. When you look at poverty, and we explained this to you previously, those locations where poverty levels are high, then you will find the Christian missionaries operating in those particular locations. Why? Because soft targets and mousetraps, money has been given, and once the money is accepted, now you have to follow what we tell you to do. Because why? There's that financial benefit, financial edge. Very few will actually say, no, I'm going to stick to my beliefs. That is why you find people coming from different countries. The names you will find. We had one, I'm not going to say his name and the rest, but when he came, he said his name. And we said, but this is an Islamic Muslim name. How come you... He didn't say so, but he said, I'm not Muslim, but I'm Christian. So that's when we understood that something went wrong along the line. So he was getting that financial benefit. He lost his iman. That's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will sell his deen for a meager benefit of this world. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. For meager benefit, temporary benefit. Look, that word. بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. Temporary benefit. So when you ponder, he lost his iman, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never made it beneficial for him thereafter, because he was receiving that financial benefit, but that also came to an end. That's why he had to come to South Africa and find a job again. So you lose your iman because you think that money is going to help me in this critical financial crisis. And when you've lost your iman, then you lose everything. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The first exception, of course, which is the prerequisite for every other action and good deed that is to take place thereafter, you need iman. But he lost his iman, so he is in a loss now, so whatever benefits were to incur upon him, it's also lost. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. So this level, aqidah, important, belief system, important, sticking and not willing to sell anything for your beliefs. This is the major, major problem in many societies today. And you will see, and it's something to discuss as well, because the importance of zuhd, it's a sort of independence. Let's look at it on a huge scale. If I do not have zuhd, I want to start something major. My idea is good. Perhaps till now I've been living this life of simplicity, but I've got a good idea, but I need sponsorships. And for those sponsorships to come in, I'm going to have to ask different people. And like this, I have to now bend. Till you start bending it like who? Like that kuffar soccer players, which we used to emulate so disgustingly, and people are still emulating. We share with you reflection so that perhaps you can also break away from these useless causes and useless tournaments and World Cups and UEFA Champions Leagues and the rest. That's what they did. Bend it like Beckham, then making a movie and the rest. So much of time, 90 minutes upon 90 minutes, 90 minutes, 90 minutes, 90 minutes, and you were so thrilled when your team lost the war and the rest. And now, they needed to develop something that, see, because you had to run, You had a passion about it. But now they needed to develop something that doesn't require so much of energy, so that the old and the young who are weak now because of what they're eating and the rest, all of us. That's why the Hakim Saab told me, he said, it's not just the Israeli products, meaning boycott. It's what you are putting in your systems. The Israelis, you are weakening your systems with when you are consuming all of this. That's what he was referring to. You don't know. You think it's this and the rest, beneficial cereals. But the consequences thereafter. Because what is on those cereal boxes is not really the reality of what's in those products. This a dentist told me. He said, you think you're eating cornflakes and it's corn and flakes, and you see all of those men on the Milo cereal boxes so active, and you think, okay, this is where I'm going to get to. How many of those protein shakes didn't we have? But it didn't serve the purpose. A reminder to believers, a reminder to all who's listening. You know what's the famous? This is how they get to you. You just open your phone nowadays from one reel to the next. So Bulldog, what is Bulldog? Bulldog is this, what do they call it? Noodles. 2 minute noodles, now it's gone. Now it's, there's a craze for this. Perhaps it's also, it's reached the peak and it's already falling down. If you want, I can share it with you now. Bulldog, in certain countries, they put a warning sign, but it's very small. The warning sign says, beware cancer. I'll send it to you, I've got it. 084, send me a message now. I give you the time and the date, because sometimes the repeat of this plays and then you think, okay, no, let's send the message. So the time now is 20 minutes to 11 Central African time. It's 11:20 to 11 a.m. The date today is the 15th of Rabiul Awal, 1447. Right? So you send me a message now or before this program ends, and I'll send you the information and you can spread it like wildfire. We're going to put it on a few websites and get it going. Because people must know. You would recall, and I just, this whole thing, how it sparked, in fact, was yesterday when I was checking an Australian sunscreen lotion. How many people are getting cancer through this particular sunscreen? You can see the BBC had reported this year. Sunscreen lotion, I'm putting it because I don't want skin cancer and I don't want to lose. Most people are putting it because they do not want to use their complexion. I say to you, rather do not apply any of that. You'll be safer. If you have to burn a little bit, it's fine. You'll still get your complexion back. Alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of the skin. The beauty Allah has put in skin. You'll get your complexion back. But do not use these sunscreens. Now, when we were younger, we know baby powder, Johnson & Johnson, had to be on the baby's body. If you didn't put it on the baby's body, then this was a major crime in whichever language book you want to speak of whichever Lal Kitab book or whatever you want to use. Not according to Sharia, but they considered it a crime if you didn't put that baby powder. And someone told me, I said, come on, for my children. What a beautiful smell. It makes the baby feel so. That's how we were, totally in darkness. But then, when everything, same with vaccines, when things started unraveling, then you knew this is the truth. Go and see, do your own research. The US doesn't allow Johnson & Johnson to be stocked on their particular shelves. They may have now said we removed the talc and the rest, but the reality is the same. So we need to know what's happening. That's what Allah is telling us. Once you follow, obey the kuffar, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tuti'ulladhina kafaru, if you obey, follow the kuffar, yaruddukum ala aqabikum, they turn you back on your heels, fatanqalibu khasirin, and you are left as losers. Verse 149 of Surah Ali Imran. So, zuhd, we were speaking about. Zuhd is a sort of independence of creation. That is what so. See, we did it. You can access the previous podcast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was offered valleys of Bataha. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was offered these valleys. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accept. Ya Allah, I prefer to be hungry on one day and eat the next day. The one day that I'm hungry, it will cause and create humility, and the next day it will cause appreciation. One day he was offered it. It wasn't a forced situation. You are offered it, but you still say no. Can you see that level of zuhd? Today a person comes, hey, you're struggling, man, just take this 200,000 rand, don't worry about it, it's yours, it's a gift. Shame, you're doing so much of deeni work, but you didn't study where that money is coming from. Allah Azza wa Jal reward my parents, family, brothers, sisters, all in-laws, everyone. That we didn't have to go begging to ask anyone to study. Alhamdulillah. And they give you that freedom. Not sanctioning you and telling you this, that, the other. I'm speaking of the studying days. Because what happens? I was one who wanted to study Medina Munawwara. See, it's Rabiul Awal. Who wouldn't want to be in Medina Munawwara? Many will say the same. Being happy for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who can deny that, the coming? But the celebrations, the rest, this is something else. In fact, that level of sadness should also be somewhere, because we are not following. That is the key aspect of all of this. Specifying a time, a date, all of this. This is where all these innovations come about. So we have to now break all these shackles. Anyway, who wouldn't want to be in Medina Munawwara? I wanted to in first year of my studies of Alim course. Allah reward my teachers. If they didn't show me that dislike for that decision or that even intention or that willingness, perhaps I would have probably ended up there. Because number one, we knew the context who was sponsoring. And you know how beneficial those perks, benefits looked. 2 trips to Medina Munawwara, meaning from Medina you go, you study, right? Now you're based there basically for the next few years. Yasir Qadhi, all of them studied in these universities. But that's why you find their stance on jihad, their stance on Hamas, their stance on many issues is not the same. They have to be serving a narrative. They are bought over. And even now, to such an extent, like we say, when you bend down, you sell your beliefs, then Allah makes it such that even those that were once with you, they also break away with you, because you sold your beliefs. You sold. Anyway, we're not going to go into that discussion too much. 2 trips to come home every day from Medina Munawwara. You get spending, you get lunch, you get supper, you get 3 salahs in the Haram Sharif every day. And there is also that you will be taken with a bus back, brought back, everything paid for, the works, man. And you just think, Medina Munawwara, how beautiful, how amazing. And then Allah saved us. You must first turn to Allah. Allah saved us. And He used people in our lives to direct us, turn us away from that. This is what we're speaking about, isn't it? Inclinations are there, But this is turned away. There is zuhd. Inclinations are there. As a human being, there's so many things to speak about. وَأَكَّدَتْ زُهْدَهُ فِيهَا ضَرُورَتُهُ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's piety increased in spite of his need. إِنَّ الضَّرُورَةَ لَا تَعْدُ عَلَى الْعِصَمِ For surely need never prevails the infallible. عِصَم, مَعْصُوم, this is our belief. O Muslimin, what is it? The Anbiya alayhimus salam are ma'soom. They are free from sin. This is a major, major belief of ours, which is under attack in so many ways. See, when it comes to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the awliyaullah, we say they are mahfuz, they are protected. But the Anbiya alayhimus salam, they are ma'soom, they are protected from sin. This is our belief. Surely, إن الضرورة لا تعد على الإسم. This is the stanza of Qasida Burda. Need never prevails the infallible. See how many levels. See, love, we said in the beginning, love but backed by belief. Love backed by belief. Love backed by a belief structure. This is what we need. If you don't have that, you're going to transgress. This is what you call staying within the limitations. One is, you speak about zuhd. Various verses of the Quran Sharif. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised as well. Let's first go to Surah Yusuf. Allah azza wa jalla informs you about Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Zuhd, there's a good meaning and a bad meaning. When we name people Zahid, like my parents named me this, in fact my grandfather said no, name him Zaid. They wanted to name Zainul Abidin or something. They said no, Zaid. So one is you very interested in the dunya. That's wrong. And the other is the way you are totally disinclined. That's what you call zuhd. But the bad meaning is you're totally disinclined to anything. Reminds me of when I was younger. I was not interested in nothing. Just not interested. The name has an impact on you. But then when you discover the beautiful deen, then you realize, yes, you have to love Allah, be inclined to loving Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen, and be disinclined to the dunya. Allah make us amongst that. We can't claim and say we are so and so. That's just, we can say that, but shaitan is just waiting there to ambush you, to bring you down. So you have to stay within the limits. وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ About Yusuf alayhi salam. They were disinterested in Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. If you look at the narration of Ibn Majah quickly, إِزْهَدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا Someone came. Look at this, is a beautiful hadith. A person came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, tullani ala amalin idha ana amiltuhu ahabbani Allah wa habbani an-nas. Don't you want to become beloved? We mentioned to you tabi'ah, following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's one way of becoming beloved to Allah. This person is being honest. See, I want to become beloved to Allah, but also together with that, I want to become beloved to people as well. أحبني الله وأحبني الناس. I want to become beloved to Allah and I want to become beloved in the eyes of people as well. And people will love me. What can I do? دلني. Show me something. على عمل. To a action. إذا أنا عملت, I am going to do it. When I do it, I will become beloved to Allah. When I do it, I will become beloved to Allah and beloved to the people. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إِزْهَدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا يُحِبُّكَ اللَّهِ Have a disinclination to what people. Have a disinclination. إِزْهَدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا To the worldly life. This is zuhd. يُحِبُّكَ اللَّهِ Allah will love you. You want to become beloved to Allah? Have that dislike. disinclination to the dunya. I don't like to use the word dislike, because then people take it to the next extreme, where is this supposed to be something you should aspire for and work towards it. Otherwise, too extreme, you're going to fall faster. Izhad fi dunya yuhibbuk Allah. Allah will love you. Wazhad fi ma fi aydin. Wazhad fi ma fi aydin nas yuhibbuka. Be disinclined to what's in the hands of people. What people possess, what people own, their bank balances, their bank, different levels of status in society, different businesses, be disinclined to all of that. This is a means of independence of creation. You may not be all, but when you walk, you're not showing signs of poverty, because you don't want what people have. This is a major, major lesson for us all. These words, I would say if you wrote it in gold, it would be beneficial. But then it would go against zuhd, because zuhd is totally disinclination. Now you're writing these words in gold. But it can work out, because gold supposed to be something that is used to be written that is going to be beneficial for you. Izhad fi dunya yuhibbuk Allah. Be disinclined to the dunya, Allah will love you. Wazhad fi ma fi aydin nas yuhibbuka. And turn away, be disinclined to what's in the hands of people, and they will love you. This is a method, a recipe, O Ummah, for what? To become beloved to Allah and to the people. What do we generally do? Let's take our own examples. What do we generally do? We generally run after these people. I saw it. The other day, this person had a smart BMW, I can't remember what car was, but it was an exquisite collector's item. And this few little beggars on the road, beggars by the robots. So I saw them, I was just seeing what they have, their reaction. The person didn't give them a cent, never opened. Roll down, well, you don't roll down those windows, you press the button, or you just say, bring the windows down, and I'm sure it will listen. Yes, we become amazed by plastic speaking to us. It's all made of plastic nowadays. But that day will come when the stones will say, oh Mu'min, there's a Jew behind me, kill him. How much of conviction we have in that? Anyway, by the robot, the car is about to take off, never gave a cent, and these boys are jumping around screaming for joy just to look at the car. Isn't that us generally? Maybe we won't dance around or something, but going there, lowering our heads, bowing down to the rich, because we think, maybe we don't even think we're going to get something, but for some reason or the other, running after them. Humiliating ourselves. Greet them. Be nice to them. There's nothing wrong with that. Allah has blessed them. But to bow down, this is where we have the problem. And sometimes it's done so that you may get something to serve your pockets. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us, you want to become beloved to people, then be disinclined to what they own. This is a major lesson. Time is running. I wanted to speak to you about Asamiyah. What is this here? Actually, it's Ismah. Ma'siyah. But you get the word Ismah. Ma'siyah is sin. Isma is to be protected from sin. This was the Anbiya alayhimus salam, free from sin. Isma, that's what they had. Ma'siyah, that is to engage in sin. Ma'asi. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you will say, they were not ma'soom, but they were mahfooz. Before they passed away, Allah forgave them for everything. For everything. That is our belief when it comes to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Ismat. And that's how does this fit in the stanza? Inna darurata la ta'du ala al-ismi. That surely, despite Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember the previous stanza, his need, but piety only increased. When it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, need never prevails the infallible, the Anbiya alayhimus salam. There's a whole discussion here. But I'm going to leave that for next week, inshallah. We can discuss it nicely, inshallah. For now, I want you to listen to this here. I just sent it. And this is Qasida Burda in Japanese. Listen to this. Qasida Burda in Japanese.
مولاي يا صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وغشيو شكفك تهيان ويتما Anatano aisuru sekai de ichiban yoki hito e Muhammadun sayyidul kaunaini wattaqalai Muhammadun sama wa ningen to jin no shidosha ni wal fariqaini min urubin wa min ajamin Arab to sekai no minna no michibiki te هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته كرنا شنو فسواشك أيسر هتوي لكل هول من الأول مقتحمين كنان وماني سنو ميتو ساشنو بيتم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا متسكاي و توشيتيكيرو إيمي و أشيئتي واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرامي
إن شاء الله we'll meet you next week. The repeat plays Thursday nights. And that is between 10 and 11, 10 and 11 p.m. Central African time. Alternatively, you can access the podcast, inshallah. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah Khaira. Next, we will have a Urdu lecture. The lesson was, Izhad fi dunya yuhibbuk Allah. You want to become beloved to Allah? Be disinclined to the worldly life. Wazhad fi ma aidin nas yuhibbuka. You want to become beloved to the people, then be disinclined to what they own. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
خير الخلق كلهم نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولنا منه ولا